T-minus 38. RMXT Studio Number 1, Manhattan, New York. After around 25 minutes of Godfrey giving Clark some pointers on how to deal with people like Jan Geller in front of live cameras, not that there were too many quite like Jan, mercifully enough, a knock on the door followed by a call from a familiar voice brought a sudden end to the lesson. "They're here," the network executive said. Clark rose and opened the door, drawing immediate and immense smiles from the two friendly faces on the other side. The executive, evidently keen to avoid a single second of awkwardness more than he had to, had already made himself scarce and left Billy and Timo standing alone in the corridor. They didn't remain there for long, both shaking Clark's hand and then quickly accepting his invitation into a room whose distinct lack of luxury neither seemed to mind. Quite understandably, both displayed considerably more distaste for the other person in it. "Yesterday humbled him," Clark whispered, sensing their unease. "I mean, not altogether, he is still an asshole, but in relation to me, to Leisha, the fact that he came within a few seconds of dying and we both made sure he didn't, well, it kind of reoriented his mindset." "But why are you still with him?" Timo asked, point blank and with no effort to contain his volume. He wanted Godfrey to hear, that much was clear. "Lovely to see you free again, Billy," Godfrey smiled. "And Timo, I would say I don't want to insult your intelligence by saying I'm glad to see you too, but, well, one can't easily insult what isn't there." Clark turned to Godfrey, palms upturned in frustration at his childish nonsense. "What is it with you?" he lamented. "This is real shit. If you don't want to be here, leave." "Psh," Godfrey dismissed with a wave of his hand. "Timo and I go back longer than you know. He enjoys the back and forth as much as I do." "I would enjoy it if you went forth and didn't come back," Timo retorted. "But Clark is right. For once, Godfrey, dial it down, will you? The whole world is a powder keg and Geller is coming here tonight to set it off. I didn't know you were going to be on the panel, so I assume she doesn't either, but the last thing we need to be doing is sniping at each other."
"I'm the one who's going to be on the panel," Clark butted in.
"Oh," the two men said in unplanned unison. Clark raised his eyebrows.
"Try to contain your excitement," he said.
"It's just," Billy began.
"Well, why?" Timo asked. "Not to put too fine a point on it, of course, but he has done this kind of thing countless times, dealing with the Gellers of the world."
Clark nodded.
"Yep, and that's the point. She's dealt with the Godfreys too, but she's not expecting me. Emma is on board, and she thinks there's nothing Jan can say to attack me without getting personal in ways that would only make her look bad. We didn't have this all planned out, but there was a reason I wanted to do the media tour with Godfrey, and there was a reason Emma wanted to do this show, even before what happened yesterday. This whole thing was already getting urgent, because Leisha has been talking about having to go home if we don't start engaging in the information exchange he came here to kick off. We know there's some kind of gateway to New Kerguelen, and that we can't use it without them. You know, whatever the hell it is they fly through is a shortcut, if those are even the right words. So if they pack up and go home, it's done. You see, Timo, Dan wasn't driving ahead with the whole Unica breakaway to cut anyone out of future cooperation. He was doing it to make sure there is any future cooperation."
"So where is Leisha?" Billy asked.
Clark shrugged sadly, with no need for words. "But he didn't want to leave, or doesn't want to leave, if he's still here like I think he is. It's just that he told Dan and Tara and Godfrey that he's needed on New Kerguelen."
"Precisely," Godfrey chimed in, adopting a more suitably serious tone. "He and Sacco, the other one who was always with him at the drive-in, the initial Unica ceremony, even the wedding, they're the closest thing to leaders this complicated race has. Since last year, after the machines they call their elders stopped working, and after Dan and Tara set the shelter's repair in motion, Leisha and Sacco have been elevated in the eyes of the rest for bringing Dan and Tara to save the day. But that's the key. If we don't start cooperating and exchanging information like we all set out to do, if we don't keep filling this elderless, godless vacuum that's swirling around on New Kerguelen, Leisha can't wait around forever."
Getting the public to support active cooperation was a priority yesterday, but today's world is even more complicated. First of all, we have to clear Leisha's name, and then we have to press on with the standard arguments in favor of Elder Revival and everything like that. Timo tutted, semi-voluntarily.
I have issues with Elder Revival, he said. Keep them to yourself, Clark replied very bluntly. Seriously, Timo, if you care about Dan, Emma, hell, anyone else on this planet, today of all days you will stay away from opposing the things I support, okay?
Clark, what's going on? Timo asked.
Is there something we don't know?
Godfrey sighed, purely for effect.
Tell them,
he said, as though reluctantly arriving at this decision only then.
Don't mention this on the panel, Clark implored them. I'm going to tell you because Emma always says it's important to be briefed on what other people know and what seems likely to happen, so that you don't go wading into a subject and say something that's going to be proven wrong in a couple of days. This is big, but it's not confirmed. She thinks you should know this, but you need to tell me you understand both parts of that. You can't mention this, and it's not totally confirmed.
Absolutely, Timo said.
Billy nodded enthusiastically.
What's the big secret? Shoot.
A Chinese guy came back early from New Kerguelen, Clark said, all the while cognizant that this admittedly major news was not the biggest secret rattling around his mind. He faked an illness so the messengers would bring him back, because he wanted to tell us something that even they don't know. All of the tests our human crew has done on the shelter, and especially in the areas where the material had decayed, well, every single one of those tests seemed to say that the shelter does absolutely nothing. The atmosphere is the same on both sides, in every single way we can detect.
Why don't the messengers know?
Billy asked, not missing a beat.
Why didn't you tell Leisha?
Godfrey fielded this one.
Because, as Clark said, it's not confirmed yet. We sent the crew members back with more advanced instrumentation and a lot of it. We're expecting the whole crew to return any day now, and while we expect them to tell us we really can breathe on the other side of that shelter, we don't know for sure.
As the news sunk in, Billy's hands slowly covered his mouth. Clark wouldn't have had to know him so well to recognize the look in his eyes as one of a concern that went far beyond confusion, but it certainly helped.
Billy, what the hell just clicked in your mind?